It's Tim's birthday. Bring in shippers. If not, the cat and I will take some chicken dippers.
Nice.
Yeah, let's bring in some gifts for Timmy. I honestly feel bad. I made a mental note to myself to stop by and get some at least joke stuff to show we
just
care.
Joke stuff. I purposely gave him his wedding gift tardy, right before his birthday. He's like,
"Wow, no, you did it because was cheap."
Now I don't have to give him.
He got me a good gift,
but now I don't have to give him anything for the birthday. I just got you.
He got me a good gift. Got to get
it's my anniversary today. No one got me.
Happy 2 year anniversary.
2 years.
See, Martin, you knew that he would last 2 years. You're kind of surprised I've gone 15 months.
I wasn't friends with him back then. I wasn't invited to the Bellagio.
Cat's spitting out some peach dip into a styrofoam cup.
It's a game, my friend.
The Morning Grind 590.
I'm taking these action shots because the cat hasn't experienced being photographed for Inside STL yet.
It's a little uncomfortable, isn't it?
There's a picture with the spit. It is a little. You only have one picture up, and it couldn't be the most. It's the most unflattering picture.
I'm about to hit.
You're a sports director that does hours of television work a week, and you're uncomfortable in front of the camera? What?
Well, no, the photo
here. I've done some modeling.
What have you done?
The still photo is different.
Garanimals line, clothing when I was a child, I did some of that.
I'm in some pictures with my Uncle Carl in a Boy Scout outfit, but that's not really for a company.
Can I find those online?
Yeah, sure.
Tim's 29 today. What would be the
29 starting
gift.
To get a little old, isn't it?
Yeah.
When did you start to feel
over?
Is it over?
Oh, when did I start to feel old? When I started getting up every day at 5:30. Sleeping all day, I was fine. Yeah, fresh as a daisy getting up at 11.
I haven't felt old yet.
Really?
I know I'm old because I don't like to go out and shoot it anymore, but I don't feel old. I feel like a kid.
What is this on our board? It says you pump asses need to get out by 7:35. What is a pump ass?
I believe it's supposed to be pimp, I'm
Martin.
Guessing.
No, Martin.
Or punk.
I think Martin knows.
You pump ass. I'm like, I start feeling old when I pump ass.
We're playing Wheel of Fortune here with Chops.
Chops is writing us notes. Here, Chops, let me make you feel at home. That note is a real head scratcher. That from Chops's chat.
Or we'll let you feel like producer Joe. We won't be reading it or paying attention to it.
Chops is in charge today, running the show. He's trying to take firm control, I think, trying to show. Remember, he got Cusimano ran him out of here. And so now he's trying to reestablish himself as a guy who is tough behind the glass.
I'd love to have Chops and producer Joe involved with the show.
Really?
That'd be fine. I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, then we could still hire a real producer.
Why don't we take the producer money and just divvy it up between the three of us?
Be fine with me. It wouldn't get us very far.
We need Joe on the show.
As a character,
so not as a producer.
Right. He'll play the producer and we'll get a real
guy. It'd be great to have a producer.
People Are Idiots Part 2000. Email yesterday at Fox 2.
Yes.
Why wasn't the Rams game televised this week? So this guy gets up on a Monday and he's still hot because he's like, I can't believe the game wasn't on. All these people are talking about the Titans and what happened at the end and there was a lateral that wasn't. Why wasn't the game televised?
Maybe he's thinking of the Friday night Cardinals game.
Why wasn't the Rams game?
Maybe he got that mixed up.
Can you imagine?
Who's that? Do you have a name on it?
D. Riley.
Irish guy.
Why wasn't the Rams
nice
game?
Nice take.
Yeah, you just did a little Rome thing there.
You got to be
kidding me. Yeah,
you crunch
up the paper. That's what you do.
Look, I don't want to get emails of how dumb this guy is. All right, we're not going to have that. I like when Rome does that.
No, I like he'll
and
read
you know him. He wants it.
He'll
wants
read them.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
The Mets aren't the only ones who suck. Monica Lewinsky. Stop it. I'm not going to read any more of these. Stop doing it. Did you hear about the Philly talk show host, Howard Eskin? I guess this
who's
guy's
a sports
crazy.
Director at one of the TV stations
is
in Philadelphia.
Really?
Did
no,
you
he's not
know
a
that?
Sports director.
Whoa. Sports anchor.
Yeah, I want him. Well, I'm not sure he's been at all. But no, he's not like the sports.
But he's a TV guy.
He's like the
weekend. What does it matter? Okay, fine.
Well, I was just clarifying.
Isn't Katie Feltz running things over at Channel 5?
Rennie. That's Rennie.
Howard Eskin. So is he kind of a rabble rouser?
He's the king of.
Is that right?
The king.
I think they call him the king.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he do that?
Used to be a really big fat guy and lost a lot of weight and bought nice suits.
Really?
But he owns it.
Let's try that, Jim.
He is the guy there.
Eskin is awful boring, says Chops.
No, he's
I guess.
Not. He's actually a pretty good guy.
If you're the in drive time in Philadelphia, my guess is you probably have an interesting show. What is it, WIP, I assume?
Yeah, WIP.
It's a very good sports talk radio station.
3 to 7 every day.
He's the guy, I don't know if you read about this a few years back, that was emailing, a listener or viewer was emailing back and forth. She was having marital problems, and he sent her flowers, and the husband found out.
God, why are the people in our industry
suicide,
such perverts?
And committed suicide, and like Eskin was implicated by his email.
So what, he was trying to bang this girl, I guess, obviously?
Not clear.
Ooh, the cat gets very
don't
legally.
Well, he says no. Just going by what I read.
What do you
easy
think?
To say he was. I have no idea. He said he just felt bad for a woman going through a tough time and sent her flowers.
So when Tim Pickett kills himself in the next couple of days, am I going to be put on the
subpoena? I don't think you're that much of a threat.
Yeah, you're wrong. You'll
so
see
this
about
Eskin,
that today.
He went on the air in Philly, and he basically said the Cardinals are going to would rather play the Padres than the Phillies. So therefore, they're going to want to lose to Houston the next couple of nights to enhance Houston's chances of winning the wild card. A caller to the program accused Mr. Eskin of questioning the integrity of the game of baseball. I love those kind of callers. Probably a season ticket holder. Eskin didn't back down from his statement that the Cardinals don't want Houston to be they want Houston to win their series this week.
Because then that would
basically
increase
saying
the
they
chances.
Want the Padres, so they're going to lay down and die. Has he ever heard the name Tony La Russa? Yeah, the skipper. Why don't I ask him that today down at the ballpark? Hey, Tony. I didn't want to ask you this. The guys at the studio did. But apparently in Philly, they're saying you want to lose. That's crap.
But, I mean,
he'll break out one of those Hard 9 T-shirts. You got to read.
Let's send a Hard 9. Let's send a La Russa gift package to Howard Eskin.
So
it, he really believes that.
Let me ask.
Or is he just being up?
Yeah. I guess my follow-up question to that would be, if this really deserves a follow-up, is does he have a source on this, or is just him stirring the pot? I'm assuming it's pretty obvious.
No, he has a source. I'm sure Jockety called him and said, Howard, yeah, we're gonna dump these games. Come on.
Are you serious?
Come on.
We're going to bang the games. What if Edmund's calling? That's fine. Let Houston win.
Let's get Edmonds on the show today.
Why? What do you want?
Is Edmonds not going to come on the show anymore?
I don't know what the deal is.
Well, the cat has inside word.
Oh, he does?
He said the last one might be his last, but he won't do it during the playoffs.
He's been threatening this for months.
That sounds like a soupon. I might come on if I probably maybe have a chance.
He's going to come on for my birthday, I'm sure, to wish me happy birthday.
Have Chops call him now. Let's get him ready for the game. Let's get him ready. Get up.
The best might have been.
Series. Prove Eskin wrong. They're going to have like little Eskin posters around the clubhouse as motivation.
Yeah, I guarantee you Roland knows who he is.
The Edmonds birthday, remember, producer Joe got the giant cookie, which is a nice treat, but he put the ice on top of the cookie to keep it fresh.
And so Allison opens up the door, and there's just a big, smushy, mushy cookie on the
front
door.
Do you think one of Frank's problems with Chops is that he puts callers on, but he doesn't say the context or the issues they want to
discuss? Or he spells it wrong?
Neighbor.
Don't bother spelling. Just tell us what it's about so we know if we want to go to the call, Chops.
That's kind of how it works right now.
Neighbor John, I think, is a guy that I know.
This is Martin's neighbor.
Yeah, he's good people. I'll take
Martin's boy. That's what it says. Okay.
Morning.
Neighbor John, you're on 590 The Fan.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Hi, Neighbor John.
Tim, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm calling. I don't get a chance to listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah, lucky good for you.
Jinx.
But I enjoy your banter and I do miss it when I don't get a chance. I just wanted to call. Tim, I didn't know if you had a chance to talk about the letter I sent Mark Lamping.
Yes, I have not had a chance to talk about that. I was going through my email the other day, and I saw that I still have it.
Okay. I didn't know if you want to set it up for another day or what, but you make the call.
All right. Fair enough. Show what, suggestion. Maybe Neighbor John wants to produce the program.
What's going on?
No. Back in the spring.
This is rude.
I'll try to shorten it as much as I can.
Too late.
back in the spring, my oldest daughter, Stephanie, whom Tim went to school together at St. Gabe's.
I did.
And we...
Let's get her on to find out what he was like. That's the move.
Get her on.
Neighbor John, have her call in because we want to find out what he was like.
Well...
I was a swordsman in grade school.
Oh, yes. Well, he was a...
Hello.
He was a dancer and a partier, and we partied a few times on Walsh.
John, in 30 seconds or less, tell us this Lamping story and how it involves Tim or how it's interesting.
So it actually is a very good story.
Okay.
Steph and I got up. We every year we got up and got in line to get opening day and last game tickets. And we would get down at 6 in the morning, yada, yada. And then this past year
is, and I think Nick Smith said the right thing. When
we're with you, John.
Oh, okay.
Just Digger Phelps. Don't mind him.
All right, so you're going, let me guess, you're trying to buy tickets, you don't get to wait outside anymore, you went online on the computer and it's a fiasco.
No, we got up. When we found out, we went to Schnucks over on Arsenal, and we got there at 5:30. We were in the 18th in line. We got shut out. 8:15, they were sold out. I was severely pissed. So I put a letter together, and I sent it to Josie down at the Cardinal ticket office, and then I sent it to the post.
Is it like a
I sent it to you guys.
Was it a guy named Joe? Was it a guy Josie. Named Joe that they called Josie, like in the hockey
no.
guys?
No, it's
Joe Mullen,
Josie Arnold. She's a ticket director.
When you say good morning, neighbor John, how are you? Do you need like 30 minutes to get away from him?
Oh.
This is a good story, although I'm playing this.
I'm fine. I had a boil on my toe. And my doctor's Ned, and Ned said we're going to get it looked. No, I'm kidding. Just go on.
All
right,
so you wrote the Cardinals, and then Tim has a copy of this letter?
Yes, at any rate.
But, yeah.
I sent a copy to Mark Lamping, and it was about a week to 10 days later, I get an email back from him. And I'm thinking, what the hell? So he said, I read your letter. It was compelling. We need to talk. I'm in spring training. He gave my number. He gave me his number. He said, if you don't reach me, leave a voicemail with your number, and I will call you back. And I thought, right, okay. Okay, a little PR. So I did.
Lamping's Puerto Rican?
Yeah. I left a voicemail. And
VM.
If he plays and lets those kids just turn it loose and they start running in the
end. Just battle through it, John. Okay. Just battle through it.
This is like doing the entertainment report. You got to hang in there.
Okay, now I know how you guys feel with this something in your ear. Marty on a TV station. So
Marty has something in his ear about three nights a week.
No, usually they say, but you know in my ear it says, and we wrap.
Oh.
That's what they say in my ear. Wrap it up. That's what the producer say. Wrap it
so
up.
So you're telling me to wrap it up.
I'm just being a producer in your ear.
At any rate.
I feel like I'm watching the movie Ishtar.
About 3 hours later, about 2 o'clock that same day, somebody in the office said, you got a phone call. I said, this is John. He said, hi, John, this is Mark Lamping. And I'm thinking, right, okay, which one of my buddies are pranking me? They're upset.
I call people as Mark Sauer.
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So we talked and we talked. We talked about 20 minutes, and it was like sitting down in a bar talking to a guy. I mean, he was very personable. He said he explained the ticket policy, and which, okay, it made sense. So he said, how would you like tickets to opening day? And I said, I didn't do this to pimp you.
Amazing how.
And he said, I know you didn't. And again, I asked, how would you like tickets to opening day? And I said, my God, I'd love them. He said, now, these you're going to have to pay for them. And I said, I wasn't expecting freebies. And he said, they're not going to be the best seats in the ballpark. And I said, I'd sit on a flagpole to be there for opening day.
Martin does that, too.
Tim.
Oh, wow. Yow, Tim. All right.
Martin's right flagpole is usually from Asia.
Yow.
Ooh.
Yow is the older version of bazing, by the way.
Oh.
If you're going through the line. So, okay, so
Martin prefers watching a game while sitting on a flagpole. Actually, he has a flagpole in
Simeon
his living
horse.
So I said, now
I've been writing all this down, John. I got to be honest, I'm not sure what's happened or what's happening.
All right, let me give you a recap, okay? He had a problem getting tickets. Mark Lamping cared enough to actually follow up, not only called back, which was pleasant enough, but also offered up opening day tickets.
And tickets to the last game.
And it gets better. He said, you need two tickets. I said, no, it's been a family affair. I really need four. He said, okay.
Now you're pimping them.
No.
Well, he's selling the other
And then thing. I said, well, now, Mark, I'm going
to
really sound like I'm pimping. Yeah, I'd rather have him for the last game instead of opening game because I went to the last game in the old Sportsman's Park.
So he gave you tickets to the last game, which is this Sunday.
Yeah, I got them for both games.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So that's Mark Lamping
first
comes
Mark
through.
Yeah, and I about choked up over the phone. I was so touched by it. I mean,
Martin's choked up three nights a week.
Yeah, I know. That's that flagpole.
Yo,
deal, right?
Yow.
But that's the story. And
Lamping's a good guy. He is a good guy.
That's a story that illustrates the fact that he is good people.
Yep.
And I always kind of felt that, but a story like that confirms it. Thank you, neighbor John.
Enjoy
the game on Sunday.
And enjoy it. Yes, I'll be there. We'll be tailgating very early.
Have a cocktail for us.
Is there a lot of baseball tailgating?
Have one for each of you guys.
Ah, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Neighbor John.
What a wordsmith.
Off the charts.
The
recap. You know what I'm saying?
I thought when you recapped him, you were going to get diggered.
When you go, hey, morning, Neighbor John, how are you?
I think
one of those neighbors that you just you didn't really you just being polite.
Did I mention that I don't talk to any of my neighbors?
Neither do I, unless they put gargoyles.
You know,
in front
I'm
going
to have to keep doing this show so I can keep leaving at
Tim,
six
I thought
in the
some tail showed up for your birthday, but then she walked past.
Yeah, that was about a 70-year-old balding woman.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Mark Lamping hooked up Neighbor John with tickets. There you have it. This is.
Can you guys hook me up with something for my birthday? Get me some tail in here or some strippers,
someone
please. Honestly,
we were thoughtless.
Because I'm in the gutters of depression right now. Both me and my wife are with what's going on with
and
our
who they're married to.
Our lives. That
I'll
probably
take Liz
has something
out to lunch.
To do with it. And so we need strippers.
We need something for Tim. Honestly, I try to be nice to everybody.
That woman really might
and
be here for the show,
I
but she
forgot
is 70.
To get Tim something.
She might. She looks
maybe,
like she might play a little softball.
Maybe she wrote a letter to Mark Lamping.
Get her on.
I'll get you tickets to opening day. Well, actually, I'd prefer the last game. Listen, you ingrate, you ain't getting nothing now.
Also, got problems with the transmission.
Could really use a ceiling fan in the living room too.
All right, who am I now?
Is that Chops?
Boy, I don't miss that. Joe. It's a great gift.
It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.